Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it, though, can't you?
Yeah, okay.
Hi, I'm Dean.
I'm still Paul.
And I'm Jason. So welcome funny. To Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you'll find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things pop culture. This week on Nerds Before Birds. That's the thing we're on, right?
Our podcast.
You know, the one podcast that you're on.
Hey, yep. You don't know that for sure. Anyways,
Yeah,
you did know that for sure. Okay, this week on Nerds Before Birds, we're doing mini-sodes and we're covering Stranger Things Season 3.
Because like, Jason doesn't have any other friends, so he couldn't do a podcast.
Oh, thank you for the disclaimer. Okay, cool. Yeah. Now that you got that out of the way, yeah, we've got 20 minutes to cover Stranger Things Episode 6, which is Chapter 6, A Pluribus Unum. Is that correct? Is that how you say it?
That is correct.
I don't speak Latin.
One out of many.
Yeah, one out of many. There we go.
Well, no one speaks Latin anymore.
Well, it is the motto of the US, so apparently.
I see someone else has Wikipedia open.
Really? It's not a Wikipedia.
What are you talking about?
But it's not Wikipedia. Wait, is it on Wikipedia? I don't have Wikipedia open.
No. It's definitely on Urban Dictionary. So
it's definitely on Google. Anyway.
Did you guys think of the title of this episode? Did this remind you of Community?
I didn't even take in the title of this episode.
Pluribus anus? Is that what you
think? Pluribus
it is a
anus.
Butthole.
We made a butthole flag.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is our official flag. We can't change this. So good.
Here I am trying to scratch my brain to remember Community, and I just can't. It's been so long since I've watched any episode.
It's the NASA episode.
If that what season
sense.
Was that in?
Season 3. No, season 2, yes.
Yeah, okay.
With the KFC spaceship.
You know,
and Abed doing the whole, that should be me on that ship.
My, the main thing that I remember from Community is when what's the name?
Brie.
No, not Brie.
Britta?
Sorry?
Britta.
Annie?
Brenna?
Britta?
No, no.
Shirley?
Shirley. It's Shirley. Yep. Shirley. When Shirley is talking about how much of an auteur Brett, what's his name? Is Ratner is
Brett Ratner,
and Abed is like,
I'm gonna say now. He's the new Steven Spielberg.
Abed is like, you are a horrible person, and just leaves. It's the best.
I have to go. I'm sorry. I got.
Yeah, that was the best episode. When he does that,
so
yeah,
funny.
That's just moment. Just yeah, so good.
Yeah.
Anyways, getting into this week's episode of the show, Stranger Things, Episode 6, Season 3. And it begins. Where do
Strangers
we begin?
Things.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. Stranger Things.
We break into people's houses. Welcome to Stranger Things.
Yeah, it's a different show.
Can we do that, Joe? Let's do that.
Different show. But this one begins.
Stealing Stranger Things. That's
Steve.
What that's called.
What?
Stealing Stranger Things.
Stealing Stranger Things.
Stealing Stranger Things. Season 4.
Yeah.
They still haven't caught me.
Yeah. So this this episode of Stranger Things opens with Dustin and Steve and gang running through the Soviet Russian facility
mm-hmm.
where they're they're still drilling into the upside down with their Michael Bay machine thing, and and they've been spotted by all the guards, and they're doing like a bolt through trying to escape, but it doesn't look very promising when they sort of get stuck in this one room.
Let's call it the Bay Ray from now on.
The Bay Ray. Hey,
can
that's
pretty
good.
Ray.
Yeah.
The Bay Ray.
The Bay Ray.
Yeah. I like it.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Bay Ray.
Yeah. I'm glad you're on board with that. Okay.
And then back at the hospital where Nancy and Jonathan are also being sort of stalked by...
Hang on. You've missed a very important part of the beginning, Jason.
What did I miss?
Robin and Steve tell Erica and Dustin, get out of here.
That's right, they do
We're
too.
We're going to hold them off for you. and Robin and Steve get captured by the sneakers.
You're right. Yeah, they do get captured by the
Then we go to the hospital.
The Russians. Yeah.
Yes.
Normally, I wouldn't pull you back, but that felt like a pretty important
plot point. A very important plot point, but yeah. Oh, well.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Anyway, so Will realizes that that there is something going on upstairs in the hospital, so Eleven and gang are going to go upstairs and maybe ex Mark 11 the hell out of this. So Nancy's sort of cornered by the Mind Flayer, and Jonathan's sort of down the other side of the hallway, and he's basically pretty much helpless in this situation trying to get to Nancy, but she's sort of taking a run for it and trying to lock herself into one of the what do you call them? Like the rooms, like the...
Rooms, probably. Yeah,
the ward rooms. It's like one of the patient rooms, right? But it looks like a construction site for some reason. Like,
it's like they're building it?
Yeah. Maybe that's the nurse's station that they're finally getting to build.
Maybe it's the nurse's station. That's why she's downstairs doing nothing.
Yeah. And we realize...
She's waiting for an office to get painted.
Great. We realize the Mind Flayer can actually sort of just go back to his goo whenever he wants to. And goo his way through the door, and it looks super gross. But
it looks like the first Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know when Reed Richards puts his hand under the door, you're like,
actually, okay. You know what?
Yeah.
It kind of it went, my mind went back to one of the greatest films ever made, the first Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
Yeah.
I'm
like, where are you going with this?
Hell yeah.
The bad guy, Paul knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The goo dude.
I'm with you.
That just like same thing, just oozed through walls and doors.
I was kind of thinking like more Train Spotting, like the dirtiest toilet in Ireland.
I haven't seen
it. You haven't seen that?
Basically the same movie basically. As Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Basically the same. Like,
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Train Spotting, on bar.
Same thing. Exactly. Exactly.
I think
group
actually...
of friends, they just go on adventures together.
I think Power Rangers is a sequel to Train Spotting. It's what happens afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they become...
Wait, which one's the sequel to which?
Train Spotting's the prequel.
Train Spotting's the
sequel. No, it's the prequel. Yeah. Because
it's like the origin story.
Yeah, because they clean up their act and then they become Power Rangers.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The Power Rangers.
Yeah. So.
Right.
And then,
anyway,
episode one is a sequel to that because by that time he becomes Obi-Wan Kenobi. So, yeah. And the bridge is the gap.
Of course.
Yeah. It's Ewan McGregor who's in Trainspotting.
So Nancy and Jonathan are running away from the Mind Flayer and they're having a very hard time trying to kill it. At this time, just as Nancy's about to die, Eleven and her friends arrive and Eleven just beats this thing to near death.
Her
with
friends
her
are actually younger versions of the Power Rangers because this is actually a prequel to both Trainspotting and Power Rangers when they're younger kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree. This joke has gone on long enough.
Yes.
I'm sure one of our listeners laughed at that.
Throws the Mind Flayer out of the window and slams it down. And then the Mind Flayer, like a giant sook and a soul loser, just like goos himself through the drain back into the sewer and then reemerges at the sawmill. Where the other
it's a steel mill, actually. Yeah, just saying.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yes. Very important.
It's a mill.
The mill. The material mill. And then that's...
Is it more a mineral, though, than a material?
The non-specified mill.
No, it's not a mineral.
I'm just saying.
Oh my god. All right. What happens? Someone get going. Tell them about the man's meeting with the Russians.
And then they go to the carnival. Carnival's happening, yeah. So Mary's working really hard on this carnival.
Kind of fair.
Fair.
It's the 4th of July celebrations, isn't it?
Is it a mineral?
It's
festival.
The 4th of July.
Carnival gathering. Kind of
Independence Day.
I'm glad that we asked these questions.
Cinco
this
de
is
Mayo?
What our fans want.
Independence Day.
Okay.
Oh, even I'm getting frustrated. All right, on, yeah. So the mayor has a secret meeting with the Russians.
And
the
Russian Terminator like, in particular, but yeah.
Russian Terminator,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all those new about Patreon Hopper supporters that we got last season have now left.
Okay. What?
Well, I missed that completely. I have no idea what's going on.
All our new Patreon supporters that we got last season have just left.
Garbage.
Ah, never mind.
Yep.
You'll hear it when you edit it. It'll be funny. You'll cut it.
Anyways, so
anyway.
He gets threatened by the Russian Terminator and he's like, hey, I need to find where Hopper is. You need to, if you use your resources and try and find Hopper, because we need to stop this man, basically. That's what Russian Terminator says to him. And then it cuts to Hopper and Nancy, who are at Murray's place with Alexia.
Murray's place.
Alexi? I keep saying
Alexia.
Yeah,
Alexi.
I keep saying Alexia.
Is it because you want to say Amazon Alexa?
Yes, it is.
Ari Alexa?
Yeah, Ari Alexa or Ari Alexa. Yeah.
Ari Alexa. Yeah. Ari Alexa. Great camera.
He invented it. the Michael Ray was just a precursor to the Ari Alexa.
Yeah. So meanwhile, they're there and they're basically trying to find out information about what the Russians are doing. And Hopper uses sort of his powers of detective sort of work.
I like this scene.
I do like this. I like it because it's a nice win for Hopper as well. And he's like, basically, I'm going to let him go free.
He needs it.
Because he's not talking. He's not going to let us know anything. But
he's just having fun with this, but he actually wants to help us. That kind of thing.
And he's like,
more afraid of the Russians than us.
Yeah.
If he doesn't go back having the crap beaten out of him, they'll think he's a traitor.
Yeah.
So and really, and Amazon scared. Alexa has nowhere to go.
Amazon Alexa, Ari Alexa. So Ari gets Ari to...
comes back as Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
He gets to basically...
Amazon all right. Prime. Jeff Bezos is...
So he like goes to drive off, but then he realizes basically he's more terrified of going back to the...
The sneaky Russians.
The Russians. So he stays back behind with American Hopper.
Yeah.
And
damn.
Yeah. So he's going to help them out now. Basically, work out how to shut the portal to the upside
down.
Right. Meanwhile, we've got Dustin and Erica who have run off inside the Russian facility, and they've completely abandoned them. Steve and Robin, who are being tortured a little bit by the Russians. And
truth serum.
Yeah, yeah. He's getting some truth serum and this stuff. There's a bit of stuff happening, and he's basically, they don't believe him that he's not a spy. They believe that he's basically working for the American government and infiltrating their whole thing, which doesn't really make sense when you think about it. Like, why would you go into this facility dressed like he is if you were a spy? Like,
deep cover.
What?
It could be, like, you know, it could be it very deep cover.
It's deep cover.
It makes no sense.
It does.
It makes no sense. You can say that. You can say that with confidence as much as you like, but it makes no sense. But
no, remember there was that one. Remember in Die Another Day, and Halle Berry's character was dressed as like a normal person who was going to a day spa, but she was actually a secret agent. Remember?
When Zhao, actually a secret
when Zhao
agent
rocks up and he was getting his skin treatment because he has diamonds in his face. Look,
I don't remember so much about that movie other than than the terrible CGI wave that he
when they surfed into North Korea. Gosh. What are you talking about? That was practical. That was real.
That was a terrible CGI. Like,
they could only afford one CG wave. They did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, they surfed a big wave. They didn't go to Korea.
Pierce Brosnan did that though.
That was
I'm pretty sure he doesn't do his own stunts.
I'm pretty sure none of that was real. Anyways, so meanwhile, Eleven's in the Upside Down, or what is this place? It's not quite the Upside Down. It's like a middle ground between.
It's like limbo.
Yeah,
we talked about this last.
It's like the right side up.
Right side up.
Wait, isn't that just normal?
Inside out.
Inside out.
Inside out.
Okay,
yeah, she's in the inside out.
So she's dealing with emotions.
Yeah, that's good.
She's like,
no, I like that. The inside out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Far from home.
Yeah.
She's in the area that you never want to be, your kitchen, because good Lord, there's a lot of water on the ground.
There is. There's a lot of water on the
she's
ground.
She's in the floodplain.
And there's a lot of like just monsters she's in the just flooded roaming basement. Around too. It's kind of flooded like, basement. It's kind of terrifying. But she's trying to find.
Do you reckon Millie Bobby Brown is just sick of having wet feet?
I was thinking she'd be a bit more sick of having like nosebleeds, but yeah.
Yeah, this
well,
is true.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, again, as we said, like every single time, that's so many punches.
And that is, it is.
Get all those nosebleeds.
As a method actress, you must be really feeling it right now.
Let's go for another take.
About it as well. She's like talking to the other actors and she's like, hit me. Come on. And they're like,
Philip, but I hit you last take. I don't want to hit you again.
We're not even rolling. This is just a rehearsal. I don't care.
Billy, you bitch, get over here. Punch me in the face. It's like, have you guys seen Always Be My Maybe?
Yes.
I did watch
that. It's like Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
Where it's like, I'm sensing some displacement. Punch me in the face.
I love it when he's eating at that the restaurant and they've got like the audible things. And it's like, I'm so sorry as he's like crying.
He's eating steak. It's like,
I'm really interested in something. I would like a dish that plays with the concept of time. Yeah. Do you have anything like that?
This is the monochrome portion.
He's
a good movie.
He was
man.
Actually pretty funny in that. Yeah.
Definitely anyway. The best 20 minutes of that movie is with Keanu Reeves.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Eleven's not having much luck trying to find the people that are in the mind flare.
Heather.
And so she's still trying, but they're all trying to work out what they're gonna do next, right? What are they doing?
Yeah. This is also the discussion where Nancy's calling up a bunch of fertilizer places, just still chasing that thread.
Yeah, right.
And then Mike and Max are standing off over what's best for Eleven. Mike thinks she needs to be protected and she doesn't know her own limits. Whereas Max is like, she's not yours and she can do whatever the hell she wants.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what's going on. And then we cut back to Murray.
It's one of those
Murray.
Things where it's like, everyone's kind of like, because they're going like, oh, let her be her own person. But then he's just like, well, no, but she's a human being. I care about her and, I don't want to get her. Yeah. Like, I want to protect her.
No,
I don't
he says he loves
see her. Get hurt.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
He does.
He drops the elbow.
Which is like, okay, well, yeah, now we kind of more understand his side.
When I was
things,
his age, I was only saying that for Dragon Ball Z. Because I loved it.
That is. Yeah.
I just got like this image.
Wait, how old are they?
Of you like with like.
I was
26?
Yeah.
When I was that age, I was saying it for anything but Dragon Ball Z, I think. Really? But hey, that's just me. That's just me. And
so what? You actually, love communism? Just, not Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah. He's like, I love fascism.
I'm gonna love Hitler.
The best.
I'm gonna redact my statement.
I am. I love redaction. This is the best.
All right, let's continue, guys. Yeah. Let's move on.
So they go back to Murray's place, and Alexei's drawing all the plans out. He's a very good artist, by the way.
Yeah,
talented boy. Yeah. And they're talking about why the machine is set up in Hawkins, because there was something wrong with trying to open the gate in Russia.
Yeah.
And the reason they're here is because the gate has already been opened.
Yeah.
So, the journey is halfway done. This freaks Hopper out because they're like, good Lord, we just shut this thing. But no, the commies have opened it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What?
Well, what? Opening it is bad. No. I'm just reacting to the story.
You were actually like, calling them commies.
Yeah.
Like, right. No. I just. That's what.
Yeah.
They call it
Paul, you can't
that's
actually
right. We can
say
that because it's the 80s. Anyway.
Well, then anyway.
Continue.
We're back to.
Let me go back to reacting
Erica,
to
Erica
story.
And Dustin are out of the ducks. And they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. And then we go back to Steve and Robin, and they're trying to get out of the chairs, but they fall over. But they're having a great time.
Yeah.
Because they're absolutely
hilarious.
Cooked right now.
That's right,
and,
Don't they get cooked later?
No, they've already had like the serum by this stage, right? I think.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're skipping ahead.
I think they get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What anyway. Else?
So,
at some point, they do get cooked.
Yeah.
That does happen.
They do.
Oh, no, it does happen later. It does. Sorry. Yeah, Jason's right.
But,
yep.
I think it was Dean, anyways. But, but yeah,
well,
I'll take it.
Thank you.
No,
Jason's
thank you. Right. Thank you. Yeah.
It's like, as long as I eventually get the compliment, I don't care.
And Steve is also at this stage, he's realizing that he actually does have feelings for Robin, even though he's sort of been denying it for this whole time. And like even before when Dustin was like, there's a perfect girl in front of you with Robin, he said like it was a few episodes ago, he was like, oh no, she's not good for me kind of thing. Like, like I don't like her, but then he's obviously falling for her in this scene. Yeah. Anyways, so meanwhile we have Eleven who's in the Inside Out place.
The Inside Out.
Yep. As we're calling it, I suppose.
No, not the Upside Down.
No, no.
The in between.
She sees Billy who's at home at this stage and he's like just basically Billy. Just hanging out, like just staring at a wall, as you do.
Yes.
he's probably telling the wall that he loves it or something like that, like Dean used to do or something. Telling random things that he loves them. But he's just like standing there, like, yeah.
Call back.
Yeah. You guys, like.
I don't know what you're. I love you, water.
Yeah, yeah. He's probably like saying that to the water and everything. But then he reaches out and he grabs onto Eleven in the upside. Oh, what are we calling it? The Inside Out.
Inside Out.
Yeah. So, and.
In between.
Inside in Out. Between?
Just it, inside whatever. Out. I don't care. It's the in between. Let's go in between.
Oh, right.
And yeah.
The right side up.
And then she gets like sucked into this memory that he has, which is like really cool. Yes. Like, and it kind of reminded me of Inception because she ends up on a beach in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And we see a small boy on the beach. And, he's playing with
it was full on
the mum, and you don't really realize initially that it is Billy, but it's a memory from when he was really young, and he's going surfing with his mum there. And then we see in the distance, we see a massive sort of storm that looks like the Upside Down kind of thing approaching. Yeah.
So Eleven walks towards it.
As you do, yeah.
As you do. Then we cut on back to the Russian crew. Murray and Hopper and Joyce, and Hopper gets on the phone and calls his contact from the military, tells him what's going on, using all code words and nonsense like that, and says, send the cavalry, and they hang up, and then he's like, yeah, they're probably going to send the cavalry, but that's not good enough for Joyce. So Joyce does what Joyce does best. She gets back on
yells
the phone and yells at them, yells at grown men, and makes them feel like children. And then
she gets places with that tactic though.
Like it's it works for her for sure.
Pretty effective.
Yeah, it definitely works for her.
It does. So like, you know.
Yeah.
Why not keep doing it?
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Well, then we go back to Steve and Robin and they're now they're like, you know, all the torch implements are coming out. And I'm pretty sure this is where they inject Steve with the serum. And we don't see what that does yet, right?
I think no, actually, at this point they've been injected.
And they're laughing their heads off.
They're having a chuckle.
They are.
Yeah, having a great time.
So high. Yeah. They're just letting loose with all the information. They're laughing. They're which like, is oh, it's going to be so funny.
Yeah.
All the US Army's going to be down here because everyone knows about it. Dustin knows about it.
Yeah, and they're going to tell everyone. They're going to go spread it to the world kind of thing. Yeah.
Alarm goes off.
Dustin comes in and electrocutes the guy, which is really funny. Crazy. He's like, we're just talking about
it. Yeah. And they rescue them out of the that area anyways for now. Meanwhile we've got Eleven who's in the memory of Billy and she's slowly going closer and closer to where the mind flayer is, where the upside down sort of
storm.
I don't know what it is, like the sky is all scorched and everything that's going on. And as she gets closer and closer, she starts to see some of the memories that Billy has of his dad now. Like, so the memory of his mom is really pleasant and really nice, but then the memory of his dad is like really abusive and just like mistreating him and just really being mean to like him. And you can see like sort of the fractured psyche of the character, which I really appreciated them developing his character a bit more in this and making him a bit more sympathetic, I suppose, so that you can sort of understand a little bit where he's coming from before he was completely trapped by the mind flayer. So it sort of makes it a little bit more sad that he was
more tragic.
More tragic for sure.
Because this is basically the only time you've ever felt bad for this character since he was introduced.
Yeah,
pretty much
in season two.
Yeah,
like he's always kind of been that jerk face. So you didn't mind when he was like, "Oh, he's a dead guy now."
Yeah,
but now it's like, "Oh no, yeah, I understand why he's a jerk."
Yeah,
face.
Yeah,
a
little more.
Yeah,
that's right.
So
he's a jerk face because of, you know, his upbringing, which is sad.
That poor jerk face.
Yeah.
That poor jerk face.
And
all right, what happens next?
At that point, like, she sort of goes through this whole sort of flashes of everything that's going on after Billy had touched her kind of thing, because like she sort of comes out of that memory and she wakes up in the room at home at Hopper's place and there's no one in the room. Like, everyone's vanished thing that was there, like Mike and everyone's gone. And he realized that while she was delving into Billy's mind, the mind flayer was sort of delving into her mind, trying to find out where she was. And it was like a sort of reverse track thing. So he knows where she is and he's coming for her kind of thing. And he's sort of using Billy, threatens to basically kill everyone kind of thing by speaking through Billy kind of thing. And we then see all of the flayed across town sort of zombified walking into the meal.
The kid.
And it's so brutal.
Yeah.
And they all become the sludge from the previous episode and join up together to create the giant mind flayer. So brutal.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like an R-rated friggin'.
Yeah, and poor Mrs. Driscoll is in amongst them, just sort of casually going in.
Bodies combined.
Yeah, you do. You see her just like collapse and just turn to sludge. And it's really brutal and really disgusting.
It's a very cool effect.
Yeah, it is.
It is a cool effect, but oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's probably the grossest this show has gotten in three seasons.
It's pretty full on.
It is pretty full.
So that's where
it finishes.
We end that episode and it's all set up for the final two episodes, which
big showdown.
You should be able to listen to right now because it'll be out already.
Right now.
What? Although, like, if you haven't watched it, I would.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we're going to go into serious spoilers.
Right now.
If you haven't figured out six episodes in spoilers, obviously.
All right. So.
All right. Okay.
That'll start.
Bye.
Bye.